Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. This week, we'll learn how to answer those who say the Bible is full of errors and contradictions. Pastor Larry Spargimino will debut his brand new book, The Abraham Proclamation. And today, we look at the digital dollar and the push for a worldwide digital currency. In addition to our daily program, we produce resources, books, and DVDs designed to encourage and strengthen your faith. Our brand new books, Rise of the One World Mind by Josh Davis and Secret Societies by Micah Van Hus, and our 10-episode television series, Pilgrimage to Zion. This special series was filmed in Israel and Jordan. With the beautiful scenery of the Holy Land as our backdrop, our host and teacher, Larry Stamm, reveals Zion is about the Lord, His dwelling place, and His redeemed people, the people of God. You are invited to join us on this pilgrimage to Zion. All of these resources are available right now at SWRC.com. That's SWRC.com. When you order resources from Watchmen on the Wall, you are supporting the ministry and helping us to continue to proclaim around the world each day that God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. Digital dollars, digital currency. What is it and how does it affect you and your finances? Let's find out with today's guest. Today we're visiting with Philip Patrick. He is a precious metals specialist with the Birch Gold Group. And we've talked with Philip in the past, and we've invited him to come back on the program today to talk about the important subject of the digital dollar. Philip, welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so glad to be back on.
Now, we had you on, I think it was about a month ago, and you shared some really outstanding information with us that a lot of the listeners, I've been getting some feedback, have been taking advantage of. And we're going to talk about that in just a few minutes. But first, we've been getting so many comments and feedback on the digital dollar, and it's everywhere in the news, not only in the financial sector, but online news sources and all over social media as well. And so I wanted to have you on the program, and people might say, well, what does precious metals have to do with the digital dollar? Well, first of all, that's a great question, and we'll get to the answer and let you know why that's important in just a moment. But first, let's break it down to the basics. What is a digital dollar?
It's quite simple. It's essentially a digital version of paper currency. It's an electronic form of legal tender issued by the Federal Reserve directly to citizens. And legal tender means it's against the law to refuse payment offered in this currency in the United States. So essentially, it would be a replacement for the paper dollars that we use currently.
Well, is that good or bad?
I mean, it doesn't bode very well because I think what it does is it just gives the government much more control, right? And the government doesn't like cash very much at the moment. It's private, it's untraceable, it's one of the few remaining bastions of financial privacy. So, you know, with that in mind, I think this idea of a digital dollar that's controlled by the government gives them a view into our personal lives that perhaps as citizens we don't want, right? It's kind of like a policeman, instead of walking down your street, having a policeman in your kitchen watching your every move. I think it's a little concern.
Well, we've seen in the news and really been hearing more and more about the development of a digital dollar. Does the federal government have something like this in the works already?
Yeah, there's a number of governments around the world that are looking at it. And with that in mind, yes, the U.S. federal government, is one of the 134 nations around the world who are actively developing a sovereign digital currency, or CDBC. Now, technically, like we said, it's a digital form of the country's fiat money, euros, yen, or dollars, and it's also a claim on the central bank. So right now we have 36 pilot projects in testing phases around the world and 4 active CDBCs currently.
Wow. So if the dollars are already digital, then is there going to be a push to get rid of cash completely?
Yeah, I think so. And you make a good point, right? We talk about a non-digital dollar today, but 90% of dollars are already digital. I think if they push for a central bank digital currency, then I think the game is up for cash, and I think they'll try and phase it out entirely, which means any privacy that we have as consumers goes out the window.
You mentioned a moment ago that we already have a handful of central bank digital currencies already in the world, and they're in testing phases, and some maybe have even been fully implemented. How's that working out for the central banks that are developing or already have the digital currency in place?
Look, the most well-developed central bank digital currency is China's yuan. And to quote Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, he said, it really allows the government to see every payment in real time. Now, if we thought credit card companies tracking gun sales was bad, just imagine an unelected bureaucrat sifting through your transactions in real time. And there are many, many horror stories about China's yuan. I'll give you one, for example. Let's say your doctor says, you're overweight, you got to lose weight, right? And you go next door to the 7-Eleven to buy some Doritos and your transaction is declined. No junk food for you, right? Try and catch a bus or a taxi back home. Sorry, you're overweight, you need to walk, right? What about buying a Bible or some other, as it's considered in China, radical propaganda? Then you try and buy a plane ticket or a train ticket and you can't do it. Government doesn't want you traveling around the world spreading your anti-communist ideas. Essentially, anyone can be financially cancelled at any time for any reason. And thanks to AI technology now, we don't even need a human to make that decision. AIs can be trained to distinguish good citizens from bad citizens based on their transactions alone and then turned loose on an unexpected populace, destroying lives left and right. It's no wonder that Chinese citizens right now are buying gold at a historic pace.
And there's the connection, friends. That's why we have Philip on the program today. As we mentioned in our open, Philip Patrick is a precious metals specialist with Birch Gold Group. And I told you our topic today is the digital dollar. But really, it's more than that. It's how can you, the listener, be informed and ultimately protected for yourself and your family when it comes to this digital dollar. And you mentioned it, Philip, right there, and that is the purchase of gold, of precious metals. Do you believe that everyday Chinese people, the everyday Chinese man or woman, do you believe they're buying gold to escape the digital money prison?
Look, I think it's certainly one reason gold demand has been surging in China, but I don't think it's the only reason. Look, their economy at the moment is a complete basket case. The housing market has collapsed. There's extreme economic volatility. And the Chinese have a tradition of relying on gold as a safe haven asset. Today's yuan is at least the sixth currency China has had since World War II. And every time the currency fails, it's replaced. The savers are wiped out, right? Now, the main benefit gold has, and it's not just in China, but worldwide, is that it is completely untrackable, right? Physical gold, by definition, doesn't exist in the digital world. Transactions can be completely private, right? You don't need legal tender laws to force people to accept gold as payment. And over the last 400 years, we've seen several hundred currencies come and go. Gold has always been universally accepted money throughout human history, and the Chinese really understand that. Now, we've had a lot more stability economically throughout our lifetimes in the West. We don't have those same experiences, but look back a little further in history and you'll see it. And I think it brings us into the context of where we sit in the United States. The difference between U.S. citizens and Chinese citizens is, I think the Chinese citizens are more prone to accepting aggressive moves from the government. Here in the U.S., we are not, right? So my question is, how do they push a digital currency on the U.S. populace? The only way that I can see them doing it is through significant devaluation of the existing currency. Government steps in as the savior, with a digital dollar. That's the only way I see the people accepting it here in the US. If you look at where the economy's heading, where our dollar's heading today, it seems the perfect storm.
So as you forecast that perfect storm, what kind of timeline are we looking at here in the United States?
It's tough to predict. We've got an election coming up this year, which I think is going to have a dramatic effect on timelines one way or the other. But it appears to be on our horizon. The government are clearly focused on this. It's a direction they want to go down. So, you know, if in the next 5-10 years we didn't have a digital currency, I would be very, very surprised. But it could happen much, much sooner, depending on the trajectory of our currency and the way things progress.
All right, then let's strategize a little bit. We've got folks listening right now to our Watchman on the Wall program, and they're like, okay, thanks, Philip, for all the doom and gloom on the digital dollar. What do we do about it? How can we be properly, not only prepared, but protected financially? How can that happen?
Look, I think precious metals have a very important part to play in the economy that's unfolding in front of us. We're talking about a digital currency now, but there are other major issues on the horizon, right? We have inflation here today. It is burning at 30-year highs. It has been rising consistently since October, so for the last 6 months. We have a world that is actively de-dollarizing. Central banks around the world are dumping dollars at record levels and buying gold again at record levels. And it's all tied in, right? We're seeing inflation eroding the buying power of cash. We're seeing the dollar plummeting in value on the back of waning global demand. And these things crush purchasing power, right? We're feeling it. In the last 4 years, the dollar has lost almost 20% of its buying power. So then we have to look at how governments are combating that issue, right? Governments around the world are holding dollars that they use for international trade. They are getting rid of those dollars and buying gold. And the reason that they're doing it applies to them, but it applies to us as well, right? Gold is the best way to hedge against a climate of currency devaluation. When the dollar goes down, gold goes up. When inflation rises, gold goes up to keep pace with it. So it's the best way to preserve buying power. Now we factor in a potential move to a digital currency, the government looking into every aspect of our finances. Gold is a very good hedge against all of these problems, right? So what applies to the big guys, central banks, applies to us as individuals, just at a much smaller level.
So what can folks do on a local, or really, I guess, a personal level for themselves, for their families? Maybe folks already have, you know, their IRA, their 401k, and they've been contributing to that and saving for that for years, and in some cases, many decades. And so they're like, well, I can't do anything with gold because I'm already tied up in the system. What would you say to that?
Yeah, it's not the case, right? If you know, that's what we specialize in. So people out there with IRAs sitting in, you know, exposed, we can help them to roll over any portion of existing IRAs. We can place physical precious metals tax deferred within a retirement account. Same with 401ks. For eligible 401ks, either from a previous employer or for individuals that are above the age of 59 and a half and currently employed, they can roll over any portion of a 401k. Again, place physical precious metals tax deferred within that structure. And finally, of course, those just sitting with cash in a bank account, losing to inflation, we can help put physical precious metals in your hands. So it's very simple. It starts with information. Your listeners just have to contact us. They'll have access to a lot of good information, because we at Birch believe it all starts with information, right? Once people really understand where the problems lie, what the solutions are, it starts to become a lot easier, and we can give individuals tools to weather this storm. So it starts with information. They just have to contact us, and they'll get access to that information, as well as somebody like myself to guide them through the process step by step by step.
Well, and to get that information, all you have to do is call 800-422-3383. 888. Let me give that again. That's 800-422-3388. And if you'd like to go online, you can get a free information kit that they have put together for Watchmen on the Wall listeners. And as Philip said, information is key. You need to be informed. You need to know what you can do to really secure your family and your family's finances specifically. Just go to birchgold.com/SWRC. That stands for Southwest Radio Church. Birchgold, B-I-R-C-H, gold.com/SWRC. This is very, very vitally important that you get the information, that you get informed, that you know what your financial options are in the way of precious metals, and specifically in the vein of what Philip and I have been talking about today, dealing with digital currency, the coming digital dollar here in the United States, the buying power that's been lost by the U.S. dollar over the last several years. We know it when we go to the grocery store. We know it when we purchase anything at all, really. And you need to be informed. And I really like that about Birch Gold and what Philip has to say. It is about information, ultimately. It's about being informed. It's about knowing what your options are and how you can get the help you need to be financially, not really secure, but safe with what is happening and what is coming. So let me give you that information again. Super, super important that you write this down, that you call this number right now. It's 800-422-3388. That's 800-422-3388. Or visit the special website that's been set up for Watchmen on the Wall listeners of Southwest Radio Church. Visit birchgold.com/SWRC. One more time, birchgold.com/SWRC. We're talking with Philip Patrick, precious metal specialist with birchgold.com. And Philip, when we talk about the digital currency, digital dollar, do you look at it as a way, as some have said, to stop or suppress freedom of speech, freedom of thought, and kind of taking cancel culture and putting it on steroids?
Yeah, it feels like that, right? Like if you ask Jerome Powell, the head of the Federal Reserve, he'd tell you it would be more inclusive, right? That every American would have their very own Fed coin account at the Federal Reserve, and that the monetary system would run more smoothly and they wouldn't need the banking system to intermediate the supply of credit. But if you ask me, the real reason is just to impose more control over our decisions, of course, in the name of the greater good. Now, no government official ever asks for more authority because they love power. It's always for the greater good. But for me, it's very clear. Any central bank digital currency project is about increasing the government's role in our lives. Like I said before, it's the difference between having a police officer walking down the street or having one in our kitchen watching our every move. It is a move by the government to gain more control. Look at where we are, right? We had Biden not long ago talking about beefing up the IRS, trying to track down every $600 payment. This is an administration trying to force a woke agenda onto the people. A digital currency that they can control how we spend our money, what we spend it all on, it suits their purposes. So yes, I think there's something more nefarious, and it just is in line with all of their other policy decisions. So for me, it's frightening. It's contrary to the nation, to the principles on which we founded this nation, right? And we're just moving in the wrong direction. So for me, it is not a good thing. There is no good that comes out of it. And it's a frightening prospect for American citizens. It really is.
Before I let you go, I wanted to talk, you mentioned it a moment ago, in addition to digital currency, the digital dollar, you also mentioned inflation. And you've mentioned that on the program in the past when you've been on. There was a story that recently came out, and I want to make sure this is from CNBC. The Fed chair, Jerome Powell, reiterated, I'm reading now, that inflation is falling more slowly than expected, likely keeping interest rates elevated for an extended period, it says. The direct quote from Powell said, quote, "We did not expect this to be a smooth road, but these," meaning the inflation readings, "were higher than I think anybody expected." They've got the inflation data that just came out says when the producer price index rose a higher than expected 0.5% in April. What does all that mean? I thought inflation was supposed to be getting better. But Jerome Powell, the head of the Fed, just said otherwise.
Yeah, it's not. It's been rising consistently since October, because what we saw, the Fed were raising rates early last year. They were really making progress with inflation. As they were raising rates, we started to see the bank failures last year. And that forced the Fed to stop their interest rate raises. And essentially, since then, it's been shooting up. You are right. Consumer price index came in at 3.5% in March. We've got new numbers coming out tomorrow. PPI, so the producer price index, even worse. You were correct, up 0.5% for the month. If we annualize the first quarter data, we see a 7.8% rise in cost, which basically means higher prices coming to store shelves soon. And it puts the Fed in a really tight spot, right? They wanted to drop interest rates this year. They wanted to do it for an election year, but they really can't, right? And we've just got a problem. Nearly two decades of artificially suppressed interest rates created an economy and a government completely dependent on cheap credit and massive debt, right? And today, the Fed are in a really tough spot. In order to combat inflation, they would have to continue to raise interest rates. But by doing so, they're going to put pressure on the banks. And we've already started to see bank failures this year. We saw Republic First fail not long ago. So their ability to raise rates is going to put too much pressure on the banking system and cause a recession. But they can't lower rates either. They've got inflation almost double their target. So all the Fed can do at the moment is sort of wait, see, and hope. Anybody knows that hope is not a plan, but it's the best plan that the Fed have at the moment. It's all they can do.
And yet for the individual, for the families that are listening right now, their plan could be, should be in precious metals, right?
It absolutely should. Look, you know, we're talking about the problems. What have we mentioned? We've mentioned currency decline. We've mentioned inflation, potentials for recession, a digital dollar, the government pushing for more control. There's only one asset class that really addresses all of these issues, and that's what precious metals do. Again, being commodities, they go up with inflation. Gold has an inverse relationship with the dollar. It is private. It is untraceable. It is untrackable. And most importantly of all, it grows during periods of decline of purchasing power. And that is the reality in front of us. And what I always say is all you have to do is look back throughout history. The position we're in today is the same position that every empire in history has found themselves in. Backs against the wall, wanting to expand, increasing the money supply. And it always ends in the same way, with a collapse of money, with the replacement of money, and ultimately gold is the only asset that survives. It has done for thousands of years and will continue to do so. And in climates like this, it is more important than it has ever been before, ever.
And Birch Gold has put together a special information packet for our listeners here at Southwest Radio Ministries to help give you the tools, the information you need to make an informed decision about precious metals, whether it's a rollover of your IRA, your 401k into precious metals, the purchase of real physical precious metals from Birch Gold. So let me encourage you, visit this special website. It's birchgold.com/SWRC. And as I said, this is specifically for our listeners today of Watchmen on the Wall. There you just fill out the little information section and you'll get the free gold information kit. birchgold.com/SWRC, or if you'd like to give them a call, they'll still send the information kit out to you. Just give them a call. It's 800-422-3388. That's 800-422-3388. Philip Patrick has been our guest today, precious metals specialist with Birch Gold and birchgold.com. Philip, this digital dollar, inflation, all of these different things that are going on in the financial sector that affects individuals and families, and to know that there is really financial hope out there for folks if they get the information they need, I think is really, really important.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it is, like I said before, not to repeat myself, I think it is more important today than it's ever been. And information is key. Like I said, once people really understand the problems, the solutions become easy. And I hate sometimes to come on and be very much doom and gloom, but it's not the way I see things. I think there is a way out for individuals. It's just about being preemptive and taking the steps that we need. We do it in our personal lives, right? We have insurance against potential issues or disasters, and it's just about doing the same thing for our portfolios. It's as simple as getting the information. Once you do, I think it'll become apparent how to protect oneself, and we can do the rest. So we can help people. We can hold their hands. We can guide them through the process. It's just a case of reaching out and getting that information, taking that first step.
Philip, thank you as always for your information and your insight today on digital dollar and digital currency. We appreciate you being on the program today. And again, want to encourage folks to visit birchgold.com/SWRC. Philip, have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Protect your retirement savings. Visit birchgold.com/SWRC. Safeguard your IRA, your 401k. Visit birchgold.com/SWRC. Request your free info kit on gold when you call 1-800-422-3388. That's 1-800-422-3388. Friends, we're so glad you're here today. If you're a new listener to Watchmen on the Wall, make sure you request your new listener pack. Inside, you'll find the latest issue of our Prophetic Observer newsletter and a special gift. Request your free new listener pack when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Tomorrow, we'll learn how to answer those who say the Bible is full of errors and contradictions with author and speaker Jason Lyle. Be sure to tune in on your favorite radio station by downloading our SWRC mobile app, by tuning in to oneplace.com or pray.com. You can also subscribe to our daily Watchmen on the Wall podcast. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners like you. Visit SWRC.com. That's SWRC.com.